Episode 4.
If the boot fits.
Now, not that anyone really cares, but we did miss a week
last week. We did slack last week, I feel like we do have valid excuses, to be honest.
Yeah, well, kind of.
We did have time.
We went and watched Lilo and Stitch.
We took a day.
We didn't really have time, so obviously we have different schedules, so we normally film this on Mitchell's day off, but yeah. I'd just been to Mallorca, so I'd come back, so we just wanted to spend a day together, didn't we?
Yeah, been a while. We didn't get to spend, four or five days?
It was like five whole days.
It was five whole days away from each other. How did we cope? No, it felt like... It went quickly, but it went slowly at the same time. It was really weird.
Yeah.
It was the daytimes that went quickly, but then when it got to nighttime, it was like,
Yeah.
Yeah, I was not a fan. But, yeah.
But I'm back now, but I had a wonderful time.
Yeah.
It was very nice. I'm just still recovering, to be honest. I feel absolutely shattered this week.
Yeah, it's been... We've both been knackered, haven't we?
Yeah, because when we filmed the last episode that went out, that was like the night before I went to Mallorca. So I was getting up at like 3 a.m. the next morning, if that makes sense. I got up at 3 and then didn't fully recover because obviously then went to Mallorca, we were drinking and then we had to get up early to get the flight home as well. And then I've been back about a week, but we just wanted to take a day to just spend some time with each other. So we went for lunch and we watched Lilo and Stitch movie, which was really cute, such a good film.
So cute. Disney have this thing where like the live actions are really, really good or really, really bad.
Yeah.
Like, there's like no in between. Like, no offense, but Beauty and the Beast.
No offense. I don't think I've even watched it.
It didn't need to happen. Poor casting choice, to be fair. But Lilo and Stitch was amazing.
Although we didn't realize it was the children's.
Well, we did, but we forgot. I mean, it is a children's aim. It is a film aimed at children. But then again, it's like, I feel like it was a film that we grew up with.
Exactly.
But then maybe that's why they redid it, because I suppose like kids would probably look at that and think how we look at
like a black and white film.
Yeah.
And think, oh my God, how did they cope? I reckon that's how kids now look at like original Disney movies, like Snow White
and things like that. I reckon they sit there like, how on earth did you watch this 2D nonsense?
Yeah. Like, but even like if you go back and watch Toy Story 1.
Oh like, yeah, the oh quality God, the, of that
the
is...
The animation is so different. It's like wild.
Yeah, it is so different compared to like Toy Story 4, for example, or like the fifth one that they're now bringing out.
But then again, like when I was... Like kids now even watched like and obsessed with Toy Story, and that came out like a few years before I was born.
Yeah, I suppose Toy Story's kind of like continued though, isn't it? Like obviously Toy Story 3.
I guess so, yeah.
Because like even Toy Story... I feel like I probably watched... Did I watch Toy Story 3 before any of the other ones? I don't know. Like,
Did you?
I feel like that was out. That was obviously out in the cinema and stuff when I was like quite little. What was that? 2010. Is that 2010? Yeah. So I was like 6. So like,
let's not talk about how. Yeah, no,
we won't go into that.
But I hope that kids still watch the classic Disney's. But I kind of understand why they don't. Do you know what? When I was little, I didn't even watch the classic Disney's. Like. That much. I was more of a Pixar kind of girl.
Yeah, I've always been a Pixar, like Cars.
Like I never was like, let's watch Cinderella. Like I've watched them, obviously, but I never actively wanted to watch all the princess movies. I liked Pixar, like I say, Toy Story, Monsters Inc. You know,
like Finding Nemo, those sorts of things. Yeah. I was definitely more of a Pixar.
Exactly. Still am, to be fair. But I obviously love Disney, but I'm definitely still Pixar. Pixar mad. Talking of that. I'm going to Disney next week.
You are going to Disney next week.
I'm so excited.
I'm so jealous.
Should I take you guys with me?
Oh, yeah, you should.
And just picture them. And then next episode. I'm saying this like I don't have a literal hand luggage and that's it. Like, I'm sorry, guys. You're not being there. I've already got 3 pairs of Disney ears.
Tell us about your holiday experience.
My holiday experience. Oh, it was just lovely. Well, when we arrived, it was just chucking it down with rain. And the panic set in, you know, because you're thinking, oh, gosh, we've spent money on this. It wasn't that cheap. And, you know, the plan was to sunbathe, beach it up, cocktails outside and stuff. And obviously everything's catered to outdoors in these countries. And then it was raining and we were like, oh. But when we got there, like I say, it was raining. We got to the hotel. By the time we'd like settled in, had a nap and stuff, it was evening. So we just went out and went to the local bars, had some cocktails, got a bit wild, and then yeah, and then the rest of the time it was really nice. We only had one other downpour on another day, but it cleared up so fast. By the time we'd literally walked in, we just got a drink and like a bit of food in this nice restaurant, and it literally brightened up, and then we were at the beach. So it was really, really nice. So I would definitely recommend. We went to like the Calador area, and it was just really, really nice because it wasn't like young people, teenagers, like Zanti vibes. It was just a really nice area couples, and people met some friends there as well, made some friends. But yeah, it was nice. Got a bit of a suntan.
Came back a bit brown, didn't you? A
little bit. Yeah. I was going to say something else, but I know what I was going to say. Me and Mitchell have actually booked our summer holiday.
Yes. Well, second time lucky we've booked a holiday.
Yes.
So, funny story. We had a holiday booked for November through a certain company.
Love Holidays.
Wasn't going to name you, but we're going to name you now. Name and shame.
They're not going to watch.
Love Holidays. Going to at you on TikTok.
Love Holidays.
We'd booked a holiday, didn't we? We thought all was fine. And then basically, literally, it must have been 2 days after we'd booked it.
Yeah.
It must have literally been 2 or 3 days after we'd booked it. I get an email and it was like, oh, your flight's been changed. And originally I thought that it'd just been moved earlier because it was meant to be at like 11 or something, wasn't it? And then it got moved to 7. I thought, oh, that's great. Earlier flight, we get there earlier, whatever.
Perfect.
No. 7 a.m. the next day after we'd previously booked. So we would literally be missing a day of our holiday. And it was just this whole faff of like...
Discount.
There was no like price discount either. So anyway, so I thought, oh, maybe they're gonna like extend the holiday by an extra day so that we still have the 7 nights or whatever it was that we'd paid for. No. Not as easy as that. There was this whole faff of like trying to like rearrange the flight times, and then I asked if we could like change the holiday dates ourselves, and they were like, no, can't do that. Anyway, whole faff. And then what was the other thing that happened? Oh, and then they said, oh, you can fly from another airport. There's flights from another airport, East Midlands Airport instead of Birmingham, for the original dates that we booked. But we had to pay extra for the flights. It was like 270 odd pounds. And I was like, well, that's not really like our fault. So anyway, we just cancelled it, didn't we? But
I just had a feeling if we didn't cancel,
it was going to end up with confusion somewhere along the line. Like,
I have heard a couple.
We'd end up in a different country or something, like, and not coming back.
The wrong hotel, or the flight would be wrong. Exactly. I just didn't want to risk it, so we just cancelled.
We just cancelled it. Got the money back. Really easily got the money back. Actually, that's probably the smoothest thing that happened.
Yeah, fair. Fair play to Love Holidays
for doing that. And again, like it was like an airline thing rather than like a them thing, but also all of the flights for that month then got moved to a Wednesday instead of a Tuesday, which we'd originally booked for. So it was like they should have just waited rather than releasing all these holidays so early.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it's definitely not going to be just us that it's happened to. Like, it's definitely happened to other people. So 100%. If anyone else has had that experience with Love Holidays, whatever you're watching on, leave a comment or DM. We'd love to hear your experience with Love Holidays.
And to be fair, I've had great experience with Love Holidays.
That's what I mean. Like,
I
feel like they're probably a better company to go with for like a holiday that's in like a month's time or like something, rather than doing it like in advance because things obviously change. But it's fine, we got it sorted. We're going to Corfu next month now, aren't we?
We're going to Corfu, and we have gone full out.
I'm so excited.
I was dreaming about it last night.
It's a brand new hotel,
brand new hotel like a month before we get there. But
yeah,
it's like all-inclusive plus, which I've always wanted to do. So it's like branded cocktails, like actual cocktails that they mix
properly.
Like, I don't know what the word is, but they're not like just from a bottle, you know. And like, there's a cocktail bar on the roof like
terrace. DJ, isn't there? DJ every night.
Oh my
like
gosh,
on
it looks
site.
Amazing. And it was actually cheaper than the one.
It was actually cheaper
booked.
Than the one we'd originally booked. Yeah.
Like, way cheaper. Because I had vouchers, and there's this like offer on Jet 2, where you get like £100 each off. So anyway, we are so excited for that. I'm really excited.
We are so excited.
I literally had a dream last night. Kind of like scared something's going to go wrong for some reason.
Well, we'll stay positive.
I feel confident because it's Jet 2, and I feel like Jet 2 holidays.
It's a
reliable
thing,
legitimate.
Yeah.
Everything's sorted.
Exactly. Yeah, we'll get it all sorted. We've got some packing to do then, haven't we?
Yeah. Well, I've just been packing for Disney today, actually.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I'm surprised at how well I've done that. because we're going with EasyJet, so I've got the little thing, but I've got my medical bag as well, so it's all good. And I think we're taking a big luggage to share between the fam, so I'm thinking I can just put my makeup in there,
whatever you want,
my toiletries, maybe a cheeky pair of shoes.
Yeah, you'll be all right.
Your uncle. Another exciting thing that's happened since we last spoke to you is Mitchell performed live in Birmingham at the Old Stock with the Kerry Ellis.
It was a crazy experience. I was very, very scared.
Oh my gosh, he was scared.
It's really weird. Like I was actually talking to some guests at work about this earlier, and I was actually saying, like, I'd rather be put on that stage at work. Like, this is it's a big stage at work in like a quite a big room with like all of those people watching me, and I wouldn't bat an eyelid.
Yes.
But being in a room with, I don't even know how many people were there.
It was so intimate.
Like, when I tell you, like, I was on this stage and there was, like, people sat, like, practically at the edge of the stage. Like, they might as well have just been, like, I might as well have just sat on,
their
like,
lap.
On the lap, basically, and just sung to them. Every moment, as long as you're mine, away. Like, they were so close.
Literally.
And I was actually giggling because there was I can't find the same TikTok and it's going to really bug me. There's two TikToks that I've seen just on my For You page as I'm scrolling. There's one from one side of the straight stage, which is like quite a nice angle of like up close. But then there's another video that I told you about that you can just see right up my nose. Like, the angle is literally like, it's awful. It's tragic. I'll try and find it.
I'm glad I filmed it now because I didn't think I could film. So I was literally like really sneaky filming. But then other people right at the front were filming.
They basically, before the show started, they made an announcement that was like, make sure your phones are off. But I think they just meant like on silent, like don't like just because it was such a small venue. Like, if anything, it was literally practically set up, wasn't it? So Kerry Ellis and Michael Nery were sort of on the stage together, literally sat how we are now. Just talking to each other about her life, questions about her life and things like that. And then she'd sing songs that she'd performed in shows before, We Will Rock You, Wicked, that sort of thing. And I was grateful to be chosen to perform at this matinee performance by Alistair Lindsay. Thank you very much. It was really bizarre. Like, the power of social media and how these things happen. Like, there's literally how it happened, and then also a musical director that worked at my college is involved with the venue as well. So it was it's all about who you know, kind of, I suppose. But it was it was great. I mean, I still had to send in videos like lots of other people would have done, but I'm just so grateful that I got to do it. I was very, very nervous, like I said. Like,
I would be.
It was so intimate, but I didn't realize how intimate it was until I got there.
No, I didn't.
Which
either.
Made me even more nervous. I mean, we went for some lunch on the day of, didn't we, beforehand?
Yeah.
And I was just silent. Like, I was eating my lunch just like...
I'm surprised you were even able to eat a lunch.
Yeah, well, I was so stressed. And it's funny because it's like, essentially, I was doing nothing different to what I'd normally do. You know, I'd sing all the time, I'd dance all the time, whatever. But like, I sang Freeze Your Brain. It was just a pianist as well. It wasn't like a band or like an orchestra or a track. It was just a pianist and whoever was performing. And I sang Freeze Your Brain from Heather's in the first half of the show. And then in the second half of the show, sang, I was going to say No Good Deed. That's not what it's called. As Long As You're Mine from Wicked. And that's the first time I've ever performed a song from Wicked live. Like, I've never sang that song
with
anybody, let alone Kerry Ellis from the West End production and the first Broadway Elphaba as well. First British Broadway Elphaba as well.
She's amazing.
She is insane. She made everything so effortless. You have to kind of really keep your cool, but also I think you forget sometimes in this industry, you forget that they're just like normal people.
They're literally normal people.
They're just normal people.
But in our world, they're celebrities.
Exactly,
like performers. But I suppose to most people, like, I don't think your mum and dad really knew who Carrie Ellis
was. I think my mum knew of.
But they would never be like sort of fangirling over anyone from the West End. Whereas we feel like they're like stars, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
They're
and
like
it's
our little
it's
celebrities. Like when we were in London, a few
oh my god, yeah, we've just gone to see Moulin Rouge, didn't
and we?
Like,
oh my god, it's Jamie Moscato.
We were walking down Regent Street, and like he was wearing a cap, and I was walking with you, weren't I? We were just walking, and I kept looking to the side of me, and I was going, Ella. I was like, I'm sure that's Jamie Moscato just walking down Regent Street.
I love him as well.
He's so good. He must have been like on his way to rehearsals, or
I met him before.
He must have just done like rehearsals for Gatsby or something, because obviously that's what he's in now.
Yeah. But yeah, we were a bit fangirly over him. But my mum, I think my mum does know who he is, because I think she saw him in Heathers with me.
Yes.
But yeah, I saw him in West Side Story and Heathers, and I just think
he is just insane.
But like, anyway, he's kind of like
he's so like versatile in what he plays. Like obviously he's done JD, he's done Christian as well in Moulin Rouge.
Oh, my mum saw him in that as well. And yeah, jealous because I was like, oh, I'd see him.
Yeah, exactly. He's done that, and now he's doing Jay Gatsby in Amazing. The Great Gatsby, which is bizarre. Like, he just does so many different things.
But can
things.
I just say, like, you could do all of those things. Like, I was watching him with Carrie Ellis. I was thinking, oh my god, this is West End performance. Like, you would literally be the best JD ever. I think you're very similar to him in lots of ways.
I don't know. I feel like I'm so different as like a person. I mean, who isn't?
Of course,
I mean, because
he's
like tapped,
acting,
but yeah, he's a bit mental.
I mean,
if you are like JD, seek professional help.
I was gonna say, he's basically a terrorist.
Yes,
yeah, sure.
But
I'm hoping you're not like that.
Yeah, no, I'm not. But yeah, it's like in my mind, I'd never see myself playing that. I feel like it would take a lot for me to, like, it would take a lot of character building to, to get to that level.
Maybe be a challenge, but I think you could definitely do it. You've got the voice for it. And I think when you're older, you'll be Dr. Palmetto and Waitress. I'm just putting it out there because I think when it happens,
gonna manifest
will,
that. Manifest
we can
that,
put this
hopefully.
Clip online because this I think it will. Like honestly, when you're like 30, you've got that role in the bag. That's 10 years away as well. In 10
we'll
years,
see.
You know,
we'll see.
But
we
yeah,
see.
He was absolutely amazing.
But it was crazy.
Oh. Made us all cry. We were all
crying. Yeah, you were all crying.
Even random
you?
People were crying. Like, doing
do you know what's weird about the experience as well? Is like, I mean, I had no idea that like who half the people in the room were, but there was like 4 or 5 theatre critics in the room. Had no idea. Yeah. But they're all pages that I follow as well. But I think it's because they all have like multiple people working for like each thing. It was like, I'd then gone home, looked on Instagram, and I was like, hang on a minute, someone's put a review out of this show. And I thought, oh, they've probably gone to like the evening one. And I was like, oh no, they all came to the matinee one.
It's probably for the best. You didn't know that.
I was
going to
say, I think I would have been, And my name had a mention a couple of times. And do you know what's funny? They actually reached out to me and was like, oh my god, we're so sorry, we've spelt your name wrong.
Really?
Every single one of them has spelt my name wrong. But do you know what? It must have been misspelled in something for them to have even
maybe
read that. I mean, I don't know, but.
Wow, it was
an experience.
Incredible weekend, and you're relieved it's over.
I was gonna say, I don't know. It was. I want to do it again.
Yeah. Like, see, now you've done it.
I'd like to do it again. I mean, hopefully they might do them with. I know that they're doing another one with other performers and things like that. Because it was kind of like a weekend. It took place over a Friday and a Saturday. And yeah, hopefully they'll do it with different musical theatre performers and things. I know they're doing one with Luke Bayer and stuff, aren't they? So.
Yeah.
They're doing another one, but it was really, really good fun. Met some great people as well. Like I said, Michael Nery was a great compere as well. He was
so funny.
It was just like, and like you wouldn't believe that they'd only just met as well. Like,
no,
they'd only met like the day before.
It was really natural between
the
them.
Event, and they were just really funny with each other. And it, like I said, it's so weird just meeting the people that you look up to and like. Like, it's just so weird talking to them as if you're like this normal person. But and then another thing is like, obviously, like Burlesque has just announced the West End cast as well. And my friend Sophie has just been cast, originating the role of Daphne in the West End cast of.
Have you seen that? Jess from
The duo, Brooke and Jess. She was in the Manchester one as well, though.
Yeah, but Jess is now going into the West End. Yeah,
so she's going back into it. Yeah, she's just done it in Manchester, but she's in the West End. But it's crazy, isn't it? Like, this is just someone from Norwich that is like, that I've been doing ABBA shows with for the last, like, year. And now she's going to the West End. Like, well, it's so bizarre.
You're going to be in the West End in the next couple of years, I reckon.
We'll see. Maybe there'll be a podcast episode where I'll just drop it on you that I've been cast in a show.
Could you imagine?
Yeah, by the way, Ella, I've actually just been cast in Book of Mormon.
No, because then I'll be fangirling over you. I was just sat there in the Keri Ellis concert thinking, like, if I didn't know this guy, I'd be, like, falling in love.
Well, it's a good job you do.
No, but, like, obviously it's you, but, like, if it was someone else, I wouldn't. But, you know, like, when you watch someone in a show... and you get a bit obsessed with them. I feel like if I saw you in a show, I'd feel like that about you. I was just sat there thinking, I'm so glad that I'm his girlfriend.
No, it was so nice to have you there. I think that's kind of what, like, made me feel more at ease, was that, like, obviously you, your mum, my mum and dad were there as well.
See, that would have put me on more on edge.
I think you couldn't actually see anything, though. Then again, I feel like I probably would have done if I dared look at anyone, because I feel like I was kind of like gazing like above everyone, like kind of at the lights, because I was like, if I make eye contact with someone, because it's such a small room, I feel like if I can't then not look at them.
Do you know what it is, though? This is what I've always said, and this is why I struggle with auditions, because I've always tried to explain why I get so nervous in auditions, yet I can sing on a stage in front of like the hundreds of people. And it's like the same concept of that is being in a small space. You could, the lights are on. You can see everybody. It's really intimate. And that's why the venue you sang in was scary.
And I think like if there was like one wrong note or something like that, it's noticeable. Like it's so noticeable.
But that's why it was so like impressive, because there was not one note out of place. Like it was
scary stuff.
Perfect. And the fact you were so nervous, like, I can't even hardly speak when I'm nervous like that. I'm like...
yeah,
like the fact you could sing like that being nervous, that's very impressive.
Very, very scary.
We are going to do a couple of questions. We thought this week we would do couples edition, like how well do you know each other vibes, just a bit of fun, just a bit of jesting. We're not going to be too serious about it. What is my go-to coffee or drink order? Let's go with coffee.
Okay, easy. Iced vanilla oat milk latte.
Perfect. Sometimes I'm partial to caramel or a hazelnut, but most of the time
vanilla is your normally go-to. Or you just all like either that or like a pot of tea.
A pot of tea is a classic.
You can't go wrong unless you put a liter of milk in first.
Yes.
That's to both the future mother-in-law and my mum.
They both put the milk in first. It's just sacrilege.
Meanwhile, I'm sipping on a tea that's made just right. Thank you very much.
I agree. When you first made me a tea, I was like, that's the best tea ever.
It's so easy. And that's the thing. Like, the way we do it, it's perfect. Because there's this whole debate, isn't there, where you put the milk in first and you need the tea. And then it's like, no, if you put the milk in first and you put too much in, you're screwed. Because you can't take out the milk once you put the tea in.
Exactly.
But whereas if you just put a little bloop in, you can add more.
You can see the colour.
Exactly.
Anyway, we won't even go into that. I feel like your go-to coffee order is way complicated. It's like the blonde.
If it's Starbucks.
Oh, okay.
If it's Starbucks.
But it's still complicated. He's a coffee connoisseur.
If, like, any... Right, so, like, if I was just to go to a coffee shop, not even Starbucks.
No, you normally get an oat milk latte, don't you?
Nice and simple. Oat milk latte. An oat milk flat white, anything like that, just something like that, one of the two. Maybe I'll get it iced. But even, I'm one of those weirdos where even if it could be like scorching hot and I'd still want a hot coffee.
See, I'm the opposite. If it's like freezing cold, I'll still have an iced coffee.
Yeah,
I just prefer the taste of that.
No.
But Mitchell's coffees that he makes from his new coffee machine.
Oh, I've got a new coffee machine.
Oh, my goodness.
I've got a new coffee machine. And I've got the beans are from a coffee roastery back in Norwich.
Maybe
so I got them shipped here.
Put a little app there. Maybe. See if they'll send you some for free. You could be our first sponsor, maybe.
Strangers Coffee. It's great. If you're ever in Norwich.
It's amazing.
Anyone's ever in Norwich, go to Strangers Coffee because it is top tier. There's a coffee shop where you can sit in, and then there's like little like pickup windows around the city as well. So it's like really convenient if you just want a quick one, or whether you want to go in and sit down.
Anyway,
did not think that through, did I?
Your turn.
What is my favorite movie or series of all time?
I feel like have we not had this question before on one of the other episodes?
Well, you should get it right then.
Because wasn't it like Benidorm? Because yeah. I said Toy Story.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't even remember what you said.
No, you've already said it. You just said Benidorm. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice and easy. Keeping it chill.
Okay. What is my favorite meal of all time? Think about this. I've said it a few times. My favorite meal. Like my favorite food.
Your favorite food? Why is this food really different?
You eat
a variety.
Yeah, I do. But at the minute, I'm being healthy. But like, if I wasn't caring, although it is quite healthy, to be fair, my mum makes it. It's like my favorite thing.
Chili.
Yes. Yeah. Chili con carne.
As soon as you said your mum makes it, I was like, chili. Yeah.
Chili con carne.
We had it at Eurovision, didn't we?
That.
Oh, it was delightful.
Chili con carne with like a mountain of rice, sour cream, maybe even some hard shell tacos. Beautiful.
Yeah, that chili at Eurovision was. I wish you could have seen the size of this, like.
Vat.
Yeah, it was like there a vat like, of chili.
There was like 15.
There was loads of us. And there was still loads left over as well, which is the best part.
Yeah, there wasn't even 15, was there?
No. Not in the evening, there wasn't.
No, it's probably like 10.
Yeah, there was probably about 10 of us, like 9, 10.
Yeah, I don't know. Like I don't count. But yeah, I did give you a big clue there. But yeah, chili con carne is my favorite meal. Or I'd say like just pasta, just any pasta. Give me any pasta and I'll just absolutely inhale it.
What was I wearing?
On our first date?
No.
Oh.
When we first met.
Oh, I actually know this.
It's so easy.
When we first met each other for the first time
specific
you were in. Yeah, but I remember your entire outfit. Is that weird?
Do
like
you?
Shoes and all.
Really?
I think. Yeah, I think I do. Why, that's weird. I'm not a weirdo, I promise. I think you were in your Warner Theatre Company t-shirt. You had your Gymshark joggers on and you had your Oswego Adidas trainers on. How do I know that? I feel like I was like, oh, I have those trainers.
Yeah, you did. And we had the same coat as well.
Same coat, or very similar. Yeah. And I was like, oh. Cool.
And a very similar bag. Do we have a very similar Gymshark? I don't think yours was Gymshark.
Oh, yeah. Maybe.
I feel like we had a similar bag as well.
We had like a few different things that were like similar, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that so well. I feel like you looked so different.
Oh, I probably, yeah. Well, I was very uniformed.
Like, yeah, you looked like a little, like, nerdy uniform boy. Yeah, this is my first day on the job.
It was like my first couple of days, wasn't it?
I think because you were wearing those Gymshark joggers as well, and they're slightly, like, more slim fit. So it made you look different because you always wear baggy stuff on.
Yeah, well, yeah, because I didn't really think they'd allow me to wear my what's it called? Like, my Urban Outfitts ones.
Yeah.
But now I don't care. No. So I'm going to wear what I want. I'm going to wear what I want.
Gosh, I turn up looking like a right state of affairs at times. Am I a morning person or a night owl? Easy.
Wait, morning person's getting up early, isn't it?
Yeah. Like getting up early, like seizing the day. Or do I come alive?
It just depends. I feel like it depends on when it is.
Because
there's been days where we'll be in bed like until like an ungodly hour. But then you also struggle to wind down at night.
I'm a night
But then
owl.
Sometimes you, yeah, you're a night owl. But you like staying,
But this is my issue with working evenings because the nighttime is my favourite.
Yeah.
And then when I get back, I feel like I need my nighttime. So I end up staying up for hours.
You have to unwind.
Because
you?
It's not even like I have to unwind. Like I'm knackered and I could probably go to sleep when I get back. But I feel like then I've not had my evening. Like I want to have an evening. I want to watch my series, cozy up in bed in the dark. It's not the same doing it in the day. I could never relax in the daytime like I do in the evening unless I was poorly.
Yeah.
Like, so...
But that's then you'll still get up early, weirdly, as well.
Well, that's why I'm always tired.
Yeah.
I had an appointment today and the lady was like, so you've been up, you've been to the gym, you're now here. She's like, you're working this evening. It's like, when do you sleep? I was like, well, I got 8 hours of sleep. I go to bed at like 1, I get up at 9. But I am tired all the time, but I can't bear just lying around all day. I just can't do it.
Yeah.
Really?
No, I like to keep busy. But then again, like, I feel like, I feel like I enjoy getting up early. I like going to bed early and getting up early, but at the moment I'm really struggling to get up out of bed early.
Yeah, see, I like getting really up struggling early with that. In the sense of I like the day to be longer and I like being productive. But I don't like going to bed early because I just feel like it's wasting my evening. Mm-hmm. Like, I like the evening. On my day off, I want to stay up until late because I just like the evening. So yeah, definitely a night owl, but you weren't sure. I think I am.
No, you're not.
Sometimes I annoy Mitchell at night because he's
no,
just
you
like
don't annoy me. I'll just be going to sleep,
and I'm just like,
you do what you want.
Or
I'll just
come
be in bed.
Alive and I'm like, oh, you got the zoomies. Like last night.
Get the zoomies.
Last night, I was like, he was just winding down. We just booked our holiday, and then I was like, okay, hang on, it's time, and I got my like nose paw. Sucker thing, you know,
yeah, vacuums for your nose.
Vacuum in his nose. Like, and then I was like, let's put a paw strip on your nose. And Mitchell was like, no, I don't think so. It's like,
no, you said
like
no. You went into the bathroom and went, do you want a nose strip? And I went, no, thanks. And you were like, what?
And I was like, what do you mean? It's pamper time. And he was like, it's 12:15. Like, yeah,
it's literally tomorrow.
I was like, it's early. What do you mean? The night's young.
Oh, my goodness. What is my weirdest habit?
This.
You do what?
This. You do it all the time.
I get an itch.
I know, it's the way you do that. That's probably the weirdest habit. What other habits do you have? I don't really think you have anymore. Let me think. I don't know. I think it's just this.
That was such a specific one. I really wasn't expecting you to comment on that.
Do you think you've got any other habits or weird ones?
No, that was more just the question of what you think I do that's really weird, to be honest.
What was I wearing on our first date? Shoes and all. You should know this.
Oh, you were wearing...
There was a lot of hesitation.
No, because I was trying to think of two things. It was a...
Like our first official...
It was the same colour as my shirt, sort of. I was wearing my green H&M one. You were wearing like your... It's like an olivey, grey...
It's beige. It's kind of like the colour of these curtains-ish.
It's a little bit more like... It's got a bit of a green tint to it.
Green? I'm not
a little sure. bit of like an olive tint to
All
it.
All right, I'll give you...
Anyway... So you're wearing this, I can't think what it's called. Not like a top. top with your blue jeans and you had your heels on.
Which heels?
You'd bought them for it specifically. You bought them for it specifically.
Well, what did they look like?
This is so much pressure.
I remembered shoes before we'd even got together.
You have so many pairs of heels, though.
Yeah, but
that
the
it's
only
like...
reason I thought you would remember the heels is because when we went to bowling, I had to take them off and put my bowling shoes on. So I just thought you'd remember what they looked
and
like.
They were sparkly.
Yeah. Sparkly. Pointy.
Yeah. Sparkly pointy heels, yeah. Thought you were going into like, where are they from? I was like, I don't know.
Where are they from?
I don't know. Like
Primark
or something. Yeah, oh, they were. What is my biggest pet peeve?
I do know. I feel like I know this.
Doesn't have to be like about me and you, for example. Like, it could be like anything that I find annoying in any aspect of life.
Why can't I think? My mind has gone literally blank. Like when people leave their stuff everywhere, like a lot of mess, except when I do it, and that's okay. But like,
it's one of them.
Yeah,
but you don't. Yeah, you don't do it unnecessarily though either. Mm-hmm. Like you have a lot of stuff where it's like, go on.
Like if we're walking on a path and like someone's walking really slowly in front of you, or someone's
that was where I was. That was where I was pointing towards.
Someone bumps into you.
Right. So we were.
Karen mode active.
Me in London is like a completely, I feel like you just saw a completely different side to me because when I literally warned you before we went to London, I was like, just so you know, my Karen mode is going to be full on activated like when we're in London. I cannot deal, right, with people like, we'll be holding hands, like, walking down a pathway. Still enough room to, like, get around us. Why does some person feel the need to, like, literally walk in between our arms? And I'm like, I'm not moving. Like, you can go around. Or
just underground.
Like, when people are just so, like, inconsiderate, they're just not aware of their surroundings and they're, like, swinging their legs about everywhere. I mean, that was a different situation. Partially excuse it. Not going to go any further with that. But anyway, it's like, come on. Like, you can still see. And it's just like, they were swinging their legs around.
Yeah, basically London people. Well, anyone. If anyone busy or, place and anyone bashes into Mitchell.
Or like when someone's in front of, or someone's just like walked around you, for example, and then starts to walk really, really slow. And I'm like, what was the point in you overtaking me? Because you're just walking slower than what I was.
He's going to have the worst road rage.
Oh, don't. Yeah.
I'm like that, though, on the road. I get quite rageful on the road because people don't indicate and stuff. That's like my pet peeve.
Oh, I was getting really angry in my driving lesson yesterday.
What, because people weren't indicating?
I was doing roundabouts, right? Oh. Bearing in mind, it's like, it was like my biggest fear, roundabouts, when I was starting to learn last year. Mm. And yeah, people just don't indicate.
No, and like, literally don't in Reddit. It's just not even a thing. People just turn the wheel and I'm
exactly.
Like, yeah, it's fine. I'm just waiting.
Which is all fun and games because they probably get used to it around here, but also like just drive properly.
Yeah. It's just like it's not hard. I do it when no one's even around just for habit's sake. And you never know when someone's just gonna appear, like just always indicate, yeah. And then it's never your fault. I have my indicator on.
Exactly.
Who's my celebrity crush?
Justin Bieber. What was your celebrity crush?
Who was my celebrity crush when I was like 13? Yeah, maybe Justin Bieber.
No, like Harry Styles.
Yes, Harry Styles.
I was gonna say Harry Styles, like Taylor Swift or something like that, going along those lines. It's like one of those two.
Well, yeah, Taylor. Fair. No, I don't think Taylor's even a celebrity crush.
I mean, say that to your calendar and your poster and your A3
I just
size poster.
Her as a stallion of a woman, you know.
Fair play.
Yeah, Harry Styles.
I feel like, though, it's like he's like everyone's celebrity crush over the last 2 years.
Yeah, probably. I mean, yeah. He was in two films as well, wasn't he?
Yeah, I mean, don't worry, I actually rewatched that the other day.
Who's your celebrity crush? I think we had this conversation before and you said Dua Lipa.
Yeah, we did.
Which
we did say Dua Lipa.
I thought you were going to say like Sabrina Carpenter.
No, I don't. I'm not really like the biggest fan of Sabrina Carpenter's music. It is literally Dua Lipa's music that I'm like, fair play. Who said I love you first and where was it?
You said it first. Mm-hmm. I mean, in my room, in my bedroom at home.
Do you remember when it was?
My mum's house. It was the morning. When it was. Do you remember the date?
Mm-hmm. And it's a date that probably won't make any sense because I feel like it should have been on a different date. Typically, if you
I'm
think.
I'm not sure of the date, but I know it was after our... No, was it after our first date? Why were we at my mum's house? Oh, it's on Valentine's.
It's the morning after Valentine's Day.
Yes, it was. Because we were at mum's and she cooked...
steak. And it was the first time I'd been to your house.
She?
Yeah.
Cooked steak.
Because I originally was meant to be at work and then I managed to get it off. And I came back with you.
Yes. Yeah, it was the morning after, yeah.
Yeah, it was the 15th of
what
February.
Made you say it then, in the morning? Rather than the eve of Valentine's. You scared?
Yeah.
Thought I was going to say, oh, I don't love you.
Yeah. I didn't know it was going to happen.
Imagine you say that.
I'm just stuck at your house and have to drive back with you in your colour.
Right, well, that is the end then of the couples edition section and probably the end of this
end
podcast.
The episode as well.
The end of the episode. So the next time... Well, actually, no, because we'll record.
We're going to pre-record. So we'll see you next week at the same time.
Because, like, when are we going to do it?
We'll have to do it the weekend.
We'll have to do it on Saturday.
We're going to have to do a Saturday episode, I think.
We'll do it on Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Morning.
Yeah.
We'll get up.
Yeah,
we'll
it has to be.
Yeah.
Have a gig Saturday evening.
You do?
It's my first pub gig in a while. Needlemakers.
Yeah, but
it's
where
like
is it?
Along that road that you live on, right at the end, but it's like.
Oh,
off on a road as well.
Oh, because I thought it was that one that, but it's called the Railway Inn.
Yeah, no, it's called the Needlemaker's Arms.
Mm. Well, yeah,
Needlemaker's Arms. I've got a gig, which
is
fun.
I've got a Twist and Shout show tomorrow in Cwmbran in Wales. I'm probably not saying that right at all. But I'm going to do that tomorrow, so I'm going to be pretty tired.
Yeah, you're going to be knackered, you are.
I'm going to be tired. And then what have we got on the weekend? We've got your gig thing. It's quite a chilled weekend.
You've got a sound bath, haven't you?
Yeah, I'm going to the sound bath thing at this place called Water's Edge near me, because it does like loads of events and stuff. And I've always wanted to go to a sound bath. They used to do them at my yoga studio, and I always tried to book on, but they were always sold out. It's just basically where you just lie and like there's a gong and it's meant to really relax you and you go to sleep and stuff. It's kind of like a meditation thing. Mm. And I've been looking at these Water's Edge ones and I've not been able to go to any of them. And then there was one on Saturday. Mitchell had this gig, so I'm going to do that and then maybe come to your gig after.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go floating into the gig like...
You'll come into it and your ears will be ringing because it's so loud.
And then on Sunday, I'm meeting up with the Twist and Shout gang for lunch. So
lovely.
Yeah, and then literally got Monday, Tuesday, and then I'm off to the airport to stay over and go to Disneyland.
That's crazy.
So excited, but I wish you were coming.
I know, I'm so sad.
I literally...
So sad.
I'm so sad you're not coming.
I know.
It's really sad.
It'll be okay.
Mm. We booked it before.
Exactly.
We're together,
exactly. So we'll be able to go again. Hey, maybe we can go in November.
We could. We'll have a look.
Mm.
We'll have a look, of course. We'll have a look.
Yeah, because with that holiday, we booked the time off. I'd booked the time off work, so I've still got that whole week off of work currently as it stands. Mm. So might as well fill it with something. Probably be quite expensive.
Well, it is my
November.
Sister's birthday. Alicia?
And it is your sister.
You
want
to come to
birthday.
Disneyland again on your birthday? Yeah. Is that a good idea?
That's a very good idea.
Yeah, not sure my funds can handle this. No. I need to seriously save. But anyway, I hope you enjoyed this chatting, catching up.
Exactly. It's definitely a catch-up session.
Episode.
But anyway, you can follow us on at If The Boot Fits Pod on Instagram and TikTok.
You can.
Make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel and turn on notifications. Leave any comments below with any questions, queries, or you can email in or DM as well. You can even send us a little voice note if you want us to play it. You can do that. And we'll
feel like Lee would do that.
Lee should send us a voice note and we'll play it on the episode and answer any questions or dilemmas that you may have. Mm-hmm. And we'll try and help you out the best we can. But apart from that, I think that's everything, isn't it?
I think that is everything. We are now going to go to work and do a bit of ABBA.
We are
going
to go to work. Yes. Well, I'm going to sing one song in ABBA.
And I'm going to sing the whole.
And you're going to sing the whole 45 minutes.
Yeah. But that's it. And then I go home and
then
I'm
going to go to bed
tonight. Yeah. It's an easy night.
Nice, easy night, isn't it?
But yeah, we're going to go cook some dinner, go to work, have a great time. And I hope you're all having a lovely whatever day.
It's Wednesday today, but it's Thursday when you hear this.
Yeah, hopefully we'll get this out by tomorrow. So I hope you're having a lovely Thursday. Have a nice rest of your week and we'll see you next week.
See you later. Bye.